Okay, welcome to the second episode. You are correct. I filmed the last week episode and this week episode at the same place and at the same time, but I need to split into two videos, okay? Okay lah, you see, I must try my best to utilize. Once I do video, I was very hot already, the energy level up. I must keep doing and doing and doing, you know, because this is like a momentum. To be able to look into the camera like this and talk to you, it's not easy. It's a skill, okay? Okay, so after last week's, video I realized that actually I never even answer half of it leh. I answer maybe only 30-40% of it. So I will continue answering the question 快问快答 again. So let's go. Okay, first question after last week's video on the what Gen Z okay, this is what property price upside is limited as income is not catching up. Not true lah. I feel that it's not true because your income not catching up doesn't mean abing income not catching up, akao income not catching up, or amount income not catching up, you know. But overall in Singapore, actually, if you look at the charts, right, it is catching up, lah. So it's not true, okay? I feel that there's still upside. We all love your video, real or not? Real, this one confirmed real. This one 100%. I don't even need to think about this question. Then the next one, sorry, I thought I only talk about property one. Yeah, you lah. Anyhow, ask me this kind of question. Okay, sorry, Wasted 5 seconds of your time. It's a matter of time for HDB resale to hit 2 million. It's a matter of time for HDB resale to hit 2 million. True or not? I think not true lah. I think we're still a long way from 2 million lah. Okay? New launch price for private residential will continue to rise. It's just a matter of how much it will increase. Okay, this one true or not true? I think it's true. Okay, so why I say true, right? Because if you talk about new launch prices for private residential will continue to rise. I feel that it will continue to rise 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later. You are correct. But will it continue to rise in a span of 1-2 years, every 1-2 years increase? I don't think so. I think it's a matter of overall economy and market. Real estate industry will continue to attract new hirer due to lucrative pool. What is this? I don't understand what is this. New hirer. What is new hirer? Wow, this question really cannot explain. I don't know what is this. What continue to attract new hire due to lucrative pool? Sorry, I don't understand. You mean people to rent the property, is it? Okay, then my next. Buyer are one of the main reasons why property price continue to rise. If buyer don't buy, price may be stagnant or even drop. True. Of course it's true. That's economics. That's true. Okay. Trillion and ask me this kind of thing. Trillion and City Life. I don't want to talk about property name, okay, not good. But since, don't talk about property name. Skip. Just keep waiting if ideal property doesn't come on market. No, not true. As in, should you or not? I think this is not about true or not true, or real or not real. This is, should you or should you not, is it? Just keep waiting if ideal property doesn't come on market. If it doesn't come on market, and it keep doesn't come on market, then means that your expectation is wrong, So this is what I always talk about in a lot of videos, is that the reality and the expectation is very different. So you need an agent that understands the market very well to help you understand whether your expectation is it realistic or not, or your expectation is just a dream. So I always talk about this, I tell you, because I meet a lot of these buyers with these kind of problems, okay? OCR price will be more expensive than CCR, real or not? Not real lah, because how can the D24 durian price more cheaper than the apple or grape? Cannot be, ma. How can your gold be cheaper than your copper? Not true, lah. They are not true. You have to see age, If you think this is true, means something wrong with your idea and something wrong with your understanding about the property market, because you don't look at the age of the property. Okay, again, we will stop at 10 minutes. Hope to purchase first property in 2 years at age of 35. Any project worth looking out for? This one real or not real? Not ask you, ask question. Okay, this is how to answer. You must ask me question, real or not real only. Cannot answer this one. Any project worth looking out for? Real. Cannot be, ma. Not real. Also cannot be, ma. You don't ask this kind of funny question. Yo. Next. Hello? Oh, still get hello. This one got hello and I got right hello. The resale volume of HDB in July 2024 is 13% less than 2023 July. Does that mean HDB resale market start to stabilize and maybe follow the resale HDB stabilizing trend? Yeah, I feel so. It's slowly stabilizing. Of course, the government's effort got to show some effect and some results, right? True, true. This one real. Okay, newly MOP EC still safer choice to enter compared to enter. Real compared to others, is it? You type also cannot type properly. Newly MOP EC still safer choice to enter compared to enter. Compared to others lah. I feel that yes, overall EC is still safe, but of course it depends on the price that you're buying lah, okay? Don't think that oh newly MOP EC sure can buy, okay? I feel that it's a hype that people is trying to hype it, which is not 100% true lah, huh? Okay. Will property in Clementi appreciate from the upcoming cross island line in 8 years? Actually, I didn't know that the Cross Island Line go to Clementi. Eh. But Cross Island Line very long. Right? I think the Jadescape there got Cross Island Line. Then Lentor, Yishun, Ang Mo Kio also got Cross Island Line. So, will property appreciate? I think it's true. Lah. I mean, of course, accessibility property will appreciate. It's just how much only. Mah. Okay. Only condo that are 3-bedder and above will benefit and appreciate from school effect near school... near good primary school. Not true. Okay, why I say not true? Because when your 3-bedder and above benefit from the school effect, right, the per square feet price go up, right? When people look at the per square feet price for the 3-bedder, 4-bedder, they will compare it to the per square feet price of the 2-bedder. Then the 2-bedder will justify for a higher price since, because 2-bedder per square feet price is always higher than 3-bedder. But your 3-bedder per square feet increase, your 2-bedder per square feet price will naturally be higher. So the 3-bedder per square feet push up the 2-bedder per square feet price. Understand? So it's not true that only 3-bedder and above will benefit. The 2-bedder price will naturally also go up. This is like a project or condo or location effect, okay? Not true, this one not true. Okay, regarding private property, seller agent prefer direct buyer than co-broker. This one I already tell you already ma. There's no such thing as seller agent prefer direct buyer than co-broke one. You all have to go and watch the co-broke video. I do 3 episodes of co-broke video. No one ever watch. Go and watch Aaron Lin co-broke or Aaron Lin co-broking. Go and search on YouTube. Ayo, not true. Jiala, never watch my video. Are you a new viewer? Okay, next. Is it bad to buy dual key or ground floor unit or dual key ground floor unit? He put ha ha ha. He laughed at himself, you know. Okay, is it bad? I say not true. Because you use the word bad, ma. I don't think it's until bad, lah. But I feel that dual key unit, first of all, if I'm buying to stay, I won't buy, lah. If buying to invest, the only good thing is can rent out separately, or that's all. Ground floor unit, a little bit more unique, less buyer. Okay, dual key ground floor, wow, even worse. But you ask me, is it bad or not? I still tell you, it's not until the word bad, lah. But is it, you say, is it not advisable? Then I say, yes, not advisable, correct, real. So it depends on how you phrase your question, Okay, hey, y'all can continue, go and join this questionnaire, okay? Because it's in my Telegram group. Y'all can scroll up and go and continue to throw me question. If put second agent in the new condo purchase, the first agent will earn less commission. When you buy condo, there's only one agent, cannot have two agents. Means that your agent is the buyer agent, then there's another agent is a seller agent. You cannot have first agent and second agent. You cannot have two agents. If that happens, something is wrong. Must be one of the agent teach you wrong thing, or they internally doing something wrongly, okay? So there's no such thing. So this is not true, okay? That when you purchase property, you only have one purchasing agent. There's no first purchasing agent or second purchasing agent. This is not true, not real. Cannot buy condo in less than 100 units more development. Real or not? Not real lah. Who say cannot buy? Can buy ma. The government never say cannot buy what? Anyhow say. You must say, is it advisable? So to me, not advisable lah, you know? Of course, if there's a 300-400 unit one, it's more advisable than a 100 unit one. Okay, cannot say cannot. Cannot. It's not true. Okay, interest rate sure drop. So property price sure up. Real or not? Okay, I'm going to stop here. This is 9 minutes 39 because I want to explain this one. Just nice. Okay, let me see. I still have 1, 2, 3. Or maybe I should finish all. Okay, I finish all. Because left 4 or 5 questions only. Okay. Okay, I tell you something. Today is September 7, but this video should be up maybe mid-September already lah. Okay, so this is, I tell you, everyone is sharing the news, say, hey, the Federal Reserve, the government, the US government says they are ready for a rate cut, and this will push the property price up. Guys, you know why is there a rate cut? Because there is a recession data going on in US. The dollar is falling, the yen is I don't know how to explain it, but I sent this video in my Telegram group. The yen is causing the US dollar to be in trouble and the economy, the worldwide economy to be in trouble, because last time people borrow money from yen because the interest is very low or no interest to go and buy US dollar. Then now the yen increased the interest rate, the yen currency drop, then people lose a lot of money. Okay, to make it simple, that's how it is. So it doesn't mean that the Federal Reserve cut rates means property price going up. I don't think this is true, because a lot of people is trying to hype the property market using this. So to me, I explained many times already, I will say that why the Federal Reserve is ready to cut rate is because the US economy is not doing well. Okay, next, is it real that recent MOP 2-room flat is not so good location like Woodland that is 1 kilometer from MRT, hard to sell owner? Well, sometimes your English worse than my English. I thought my English very jialat already, until I cannot understand. Owner won't make much gain in resale market even though nearby got. Is it real that recent? Oh, 2-room flat, not good location. Okay, to me, if you buy you want to buy, owner won't make much gain. No leh, he said, is it real that recent MOP 2-room flat in not good location, hard to sell and owner won't make much gain? No, 2-room flat very easy to sell, because 2-room flat very cheap. Then will you make gain? I think 2-room flat sure make gain one. Just that you buy 2-room flat, how much only the quantum, so you don't make a lot of gains in terms of percentage. So I think it's okay, 2-room flat will make gain one. Don't care your location good or no good. And also because you say newly MOP, right? It means you buy from government how to lose money, okay? Don't kena cheat by agent, be very careful. Look for Aaron. And not say don't kena cheat by agent, don't kena cheat by agent that tell you won't make money. Okay? Okay, next one. Again, Fed may cut rate this month. A lot of agents say property. I already answered this. This about this Federal Reserve cut rate, I tell you, I don't really believe it. Next, there's a TikTok YouTube video going around saying that first gen Singaporean, single Singaporean can buy HDB below 35 years old. Is this a loophole real or not? Oh, okay. There's a TikTok YouTube video about this person that is a first gen single Singaporean. She bought a property, I think, at the age of 25 or something. So is it real or not? Okay, so let me explain this. First of all, there's this scheme called the orphan or new Singaporean scheme. I don't know how it works. But let's say, for example, your parents are not Singaporean and you are the only Singaporean in Singapore. Then you can buy a property as long as you are 21 and above. Okay? You can buy a property as long as you are 21 and above. But your parents must not be Singaporean and you must be Singaporean. That's how the scheme works. Okay? That's all I explain. So this is not a loophole. It's a scheme to encourage people to become Singaporean. Okay? I think so. I think it's a scheme to encourage. Not I say one, but this is not a loophole. It's real. It's real. Because I know there's such scheme. I think it's called an orphan scheme or something. Okay, next. CCR property will not earn money. Not true. Because there's people that earn money. You ask me real or not real? Not real. Better to buy new launch rather than resale. Not real. Because there's people that buy resale to earn money, why means that new launch is the best? So there's no such thing, okay? The luxury condo can buy or buy. What luxury? I never hear before. Okay? Okay lah. So that's it lah. Yeah, I complete all the 37 questions. Okay, so that's it. See, it's very difficult to do video like that. And this is quite wun, quite da, you know? I never see the question before and answering you with the most genuine answer I can give you. So that's it for today's video. So again, I will say that for me, if you engage me, to me, I believe in knowledge. So I feel that there's no question in the property market that I cannot answer so far. Okay, so far. So if you like to engage me, you can message me. No, just kidding. Yeah, of course you can message me, but I won't put my number here. My number is normally, you see right, Aaron Lin, the logo, then got my number already. Okay, so okay lah, that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button, I see you in the next episode. By the time this video up, I think I already 37 already. Because my birthday is somewhere in the middle of September, so I feel that this video is after that, okay? So please say happy birthday to me in the comment section and remember to like and subscribe as a birthday gift to me. Thank you and bye bye.